Thank you for holding. Is this Jason?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Jason. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How can I help you?
So I guess James, one of your guys, James, was telling me about your guys' company. I explained to him that I'm kind of, I explained to him, I don't want to hold you on the phone forever here, but
yeah.
I explained to him that I unfortunately am already locked into a contract with Stay Listed, who is just absolutely, for lack of better terms, forking me $156 a month for a website and a listing that doesn't represent my business at all. So my problem is financially, I have till October. Like, I guess basically I need the prices of what you guys are offering.
Yeah, I mean,
James, if you guys could help get me out of this stupid Stay Listed contract, but it doesn't sound like you guys probably can.
Oh yeah,
they're alleging that
it's a
contract, but.
I mean, we wouldn't literally get you out of it, but the advice is basically anything that you're subscribed to, you just go down to your bank and do not authorize any further transactions from them. Most marketing companies aren't going to go after you, you know. I mean, there's no point. You know, we just go find somebody else in the area that does what you do and then start working on their account, you know. They're not going after you. So that's the way to do it. That's my advice. If you call them up to cancel, they're always going to pull the contract. But marketing contracts are not very binding. You know, they're mostly at will. They just put that in there so that you have that fear of canceling and they keep getting paid, even though they're not doing anything
right
for you. I've worked with a lot of people who have used Stay Listed.
So that was my next thing, and I kind of feel like a piece of shit doing that because I've made it, you know, I don't want to, like, just back out.
Why? It's your money, and you work hard for it, and you don't think it's working.
They're not working. They're not working with me. That's the biggest problem. Like, if they would at least fix the fuck-ups that they have, excuse my language, then I would at least be okay with it. But I literally have not gained a single fucking customer since I started with them. And I paid, like, 400-something bucks initially, and literally it's been 156 bucks a month since then.
Yeah. I mean, that's like me when I tell my wife, you know, just because you got that ring on your finger doesn't mean I can't leave.
That's a valid point, too.
Yeah, I can still be undone.
So tell me what are the prices, like, you know, what can you guys do for me? Because, like, this other place, like, I don't know if you work on the setups and stuff like that, but, like, that when Stay Listed did my thing, they didn't take a single picture from my Facebook page, which I told them to do, to build the website. It was completely false. It's got false labor count, like headcount listings. Like, and I've asked them to change this stuff. I've begged them. I have an email trail of it, and they won't do it without me paying them more money. So I'm actually literally heading to the bank right now. So as we're heading to the bank, you can try and tell me what the prices are and stuff like that.
Yeah, here, I could show you better than I could tell you. Is it okay if I send a text over?
Yeah, that's fine. Did you just do it?
Yeah, I just did it.
714 number?
Yep. We're in Orange County,
so
California.
So can you... Yeah, so I'm actually driving, so is there any way that you could maybe just verbally go through them real quick with me? I don't mean to be a pain.
Yeah, I mean, even... So if you're looking for the cheapest rate to get, like, website hosting and the search engine optimization done locally there for a 20-mile radius and 15 keywords, which sounds like that's what they initially promised you, I could get it down to $149, so it's not much cheaper. But I'm not going to recommend doing the bare-bones minimum for a marketing strategy. You know, I would recommend doing some Facebook ads, maybe even some Google ads as well to go along with the Google Places placements and the SEO. So that way you have some ads floating out there.
Mm-hmm. I've done the Facebook ads.
Uh-huh.
I'll be honest with you, man. I mean, I don't put a ton of money into it because I don't see anything come back.
Yeah, you don't need to. I mean, if you host it right, you know, $100, $200 a month will usually get things rolling there. You know, I have clients, they on average put about $100 into it every month, and they'll turn like 3 or 4 new jobs from it. It's not something like the Google listings that's gonna, you know, pop like crazy. But hey, 3 or 4 new jobs a month, you know, depending on the industry,
right.
Definitely, yeah, you know, it's going to make a difference. Basically pay for the whole shebang.
So what's the setup fee then?
No, I wouldn't be charging you any kind of setup fee. So I'll just shoot you straight on it. I mean, you could do the $149 with the $100 towards the ad. You know, you can go $249 a month. You know, just there's no setup fee, I was saying.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I was saying I would recommend the $149 for the local SEO and the website with the hosting and everything included in the site. And then I would recommend at least $100 to go into the Facebook ads if you're not already doing that. And so it would be $249 if we do the Facebook ads. Without the Facebook ads, you're looking at just $149, depending on, you know, which route you want to go with it.
So basically, I would say that, what do you guys do with the Facebook ads that would be different than what I do? Like,
we're
at technology at this point, but.
Yeah, we're a new Facebook partner, so we're a Meta partner as well as a Google partner. So that's why they tell us to always recommend their products, right? It's a new relationship. So they do give us access, though, to their full spectrum of ads. And obviously with running an ad, you know, you need to have a system kind of like Google Analytics for Facebook, which they do have. It's called Facebook Analytics. And it allows us to see, like, which keywords and searches are actually resulting in traffic in your specific industry. So that way we're not playing the guessing game on how we need to run that ad in order to make it work. We can actually see data based off of other people's experiences and what's working for them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So basically, if I'm going to do this, can you give me like a half an hour and call me back, because I'm almost at the bank now and I'm assuming it's going to take a couple minutes for them to do what I need them to do. Because I'll be honest, I'll be straight with you. If they don't undo this for me, then I've got to wait a little while. So I've got more cash flow coming in right now because the season's literally just ramping up right now.
We're coming right into peak season too. So this is the time to get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I understand you got to cancel that with the bank, but I'm telling you, you go in there, you tell them, hey, this is the entity that's charging me, and I want to stop all future transactions from them. So your bank will set it up so that it declines. You just get a rep and sit down and go over it with them. So I'll circle back with you in about 30 minutes. Maybe it might be a little longer, but I'll try in 30 minutes and see where you're at, okay?
That's fine. No, that's fine, because I'll either be working or driving, so...
Okay. I'll text over my direct number, too. Yeah, so if something pops up earlier, just feel free to call in, okay, Jason?
All right, man. I appreciate it.
No worries. I'm looking forward to working with you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Take care.
All right, bye.
Bye.